The dialect of Ullasthorpe, Leicestershire, Granny Bailey, aged 89, a retired washerwoman, recorded in her home by Stanley Ellis on the 4th of May 1956.
They had no furniture, only a table and a chair or two. There were no sideboards and no fancy things. A red brick smashed outside, and they rubbed their feet in that before they went in, because there were nothing to cover the floors. They were all rattled them time of day. Took me packets of rattle and put in your water, and then you see when you rubbed your feet in this brick dust, it only redded it the same.
And what was your grandfather? What work did he do?
Stocking frame, one of them.
Oh.
And stocking frame. And the other one, he had a horse and cart, and he used to go to the pit nearly every day and fetch a load of coal. He used to sell it. He used to have a chain on the back of his cart and a wooden thing to put the coal on, you know, and wait on the cart, half hundreds of what they wanted, and leave it at the gates.
And what sort of a wage would they get for doing a job like that?
Well, he'd have to get what he could make out of the coal, wouldn't he?
Right.
He'd have to pay for the coal at the pit, and then he'd have to sell it to get his day's work and his horse, wouldn't he? Well, the farmer's labour's only got 14 shillings, and the station porters used to have 17.
But you used to manage quite easily on it, didn't you?
Of course, things were very cheap, but silver were very bad off. I've not what is to want bread. Well, very bad off people was.
But you mean you managed to bring up quite a large family?
Oh, yes. Well, we were very much in debt at one time a day. You're bound to have food. If you had it on the niver, as the saying was, but you'd got it to pay for. But I mean, anybody that couldn't pay for it, I've seen the bailiffs come and fetch their home out and sell it to the road. One used to reckon to have about one holiday a year, that was whist and tart, when the clubs walked and the bands and danced in the field and had suppers, I mean dinners, and that at the school.
Was that just for the children, or...?
No, of course it wasn't.
The whole village?
Oh, there's no outdoor sports today, not in the village. It's all seasides and...
How old were you when you left school, then?
I was 10.
Were you? And you started...
Passed my fifth standard, then.
Aye.
We used to go to school at 2. And mothers had to take us and bring us back, fetch us back. Because they wouldn't let us out of school till his parents were there to fetch us, not the out of the infant's room.
And then what did you do when you came out here then?
Went out to work, washing and cleaning. There were no else to do them days in the country.
And what was your father then? What did he do?
He come out here to be a carrier.
Ah, yes.
That's where we came from, Leicester. Used to go market 3 days a week, Leicester, Lutterworth and Hinckley. Mother used to take her bread across to the farm. She used to bake it with Mrs. Orcutt because she wanted to fill her oven up, you see, and Mrs. Orcutt got her to bake with her. Well, they put the wood in, the faggots in, and shut the oven up till it was white hot. And then they mopped them all out. They used to have a long pole with a mop on, and they mopped all the ashes out, you see, and then put the stuff in. Closed it up. It keep all eat all that while it baked them.
Was it nice bread then?
Oh yes.
That's how it's.